did not understand. Herald Sun today, three mates have gone on this sort of swapping, bartering journey, and they've swapped an egg through various swaps for a sports car, a $100,000 Lotus sports car, one egg. They managed to swap for a sport. Chris Wright is one of the men behind the sports car trade. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Neil. How are you doing?
Well, I'm a bit stupid. How did it happen? How did you turn an egg into a sports car?
Step by step. It was all just a bit of fun when we were at uni initially. And luckily enough, some of our mates are crazy enough to swap for an egg. And it just went from there.
All right. So you swapped the egg for a video, right? A soundtrack.
It was a soundtrack, yeah. And then we swapped that for a game of Boggle, and then a travel guide, and it's just gone up and up to the Lotus that we have today.
Well, the next one was a camera, alarm clock, 1988 Toyota Camry. How did you do it?
Don't really know, to be honest. It's just, as I said, it's progressed step by step, and we've found ourselves where we are today. Along the way, we've just had a lot of support from some really kind people who've seen what we're doing is a good cause and happy to jump on board, being interested in what we've had and being able to offer what they've got.
Well, you've got from the egg, the 10th trade is a Cathy Freeman portrait. You got 20 grand for that. Then you've bought 100,000 free range eggs. Then your 12th trade's the eggs for cash. The next one's cash for toilet rolls for cash for car.
That's it. Now we've got the Lotus Elise.
Are you going to keep it?
Yeah, I wish I could. No, it's been a bit of fun, but to be honest, the tops I've gone in and is about 40Ks, and that was enough for me.
What did you say?
I've had a drive in it, and I've only taken it up to about 40 kilometres an hour. I think someone needs to take it off my hands because I'm not really giving it justice.
Does this work? Are the people on the internet trading all the time in this way?
The idea came from a man in Canada who started with a red paperclip. You might have heard of him.
Yeah, I remember.
And he ended up getting a house, which is where the idea came from. He obviously lived in that house and it was all for him. But when we saw the story, we thought this was a great idea for trading and making sure that it was all involved and for charity at the end of the day.
So does charity get the Lotus?
We'll keep trading. We'll trade from the Lotus. So that's the idea of this now, is that we've put this out there, and if anybody wants a Lotus and wants a fair deal for it and can offer anything that they've got that they can find value in, then we're up for any sort of options. And then we'll keep climbing towards our ultimate goal, which is $1 million, and we've selected some charities who each benefit from that.
So you want $1 million in cash?
It will become cash at the end of the day, yes.
Okay. How long has it taken you to get from the egg to the sports car?
Since our uni days, so it's been probably about 6 years, I think.
Oh, jeez.
Initially, it was all pretty quick.
You're better off getting a job.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's the problem. We all have jobs now, and so the last couple of years, it's been a trade a year. So we're hoping this Lotus can transfer into a few quick trades.
Yeah. What do you do for a living?
I'm an architect.
Oh, thought you'd be a trader. Yeah. Oh, look, it's a great idea. So if you can get to $1 million, that's divided up amongst charities. How do people get involved? And if somebody wants a Lotus and they want to swap something of more value for it, how do they get involved?
Yeah, the best place to go to contact us is our website. It's oneeggoneworld.org, and the ones are numerical. There's our phone numbers and our emails on that site, and if you're interested, just let us know. Honestly, people don't really realise that they can get involved. If you're interested, we'll consider just about anything. We've talked to the guy who works at CUB for potentially trading for wholesale beer that we can add value to. It's just all about trying to find a way where we can add value. So if anybody out there can think of any options that they can come across, then we'd be more than happy to hear it.
What's the website again?
OneEggOneWorld.org, and then one's a numerical.
OneEggOneWorld.org.
Yep.
Good luck. Let us know how you go, please. Chris Wright. It's a bit like a form of bartering, isn't it? You start off with an egg, swap it for a CD, swap it for a game, then along the line you're swapping it for portraits, for more eggs, for money, for a car. Bartering, does it exist? Have you ever been part of it? And what about this trading system? I remember the bloke who turned the paperclip into a house. Well, it's taken them 6 years, but they've got an egg into a sports car and no doubt picked up an architecture degree along the way.